Welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn, on the MLW Radio Network, brought to you by our good friends over at WrestleZone.com, the world's most widely read wrestling news site on the planet. I'm Matt Kuhn, and we got off a hot show yesterday. I know from experience that doing shows about wrestling journalism isn't a way to get the most downloads. I know a lot of fans aren't even clued into what's going on in wrestling journalism. For others, it's really interesting because it's not just what's behind the scene, what's behind the scene. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm really going to restrict my wrestling journalism talk unless it particularly pertains to me as far as what people are saying. And as far as the show yesterday, so much support, so much agreement, a little negativity from some interested parties. But I'm telling you guys, what I said is the absolute truth. You can take it to the bank. And that's the end of the subject for now. But lots in the wrestling world to talk about. What is a burial? People have been talking about getting buried. I'm going to tell you, from my perspective, what it is to be buried and why I think it's being misused so often, and how I kind of use the burial theory in my own life, in a way. And it's the beginning of the Wednesday Night War. Today, NXT takes USA. It's the beginning. We're going to talk a little bit about that today on Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn. But before that, oh yeah, that's right. Guys, let's talk about sex. Good sex. Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up. BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. BlueChew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. I'm known for telling the truth. I'm an old, old man. Maybe not that old. I'm in my 40s. Might be dating somebody much younger than me. Now, I don't really have confidence issues, but as this thing's progressing, I went ahead and gave Blue Chew a try, because if you go to BlueChew.com, promo code TOTAL, you can get it for free. I got it for free. And let me tell you, I have no complaints. She definitely has no complaints. And as weird as it is to do a Blue Chew read by yourself, it's the strangest thing. I'm telling you, even if you think that maybe you haven't lost a step, you might need a little reminder. And I know after that, I re-upped. I'm just saying. And you should too, because if you could benefit extra function and more confidence where it counts, Blue Chew is the fast and easy way to enhance your performance. A lot of guys talk a good game, but Blue Chew helps you follow through. Now, Blue Chew is prescribed online and ships straight to your door in a discreet package. It doesn't take a lot of time, guys. Trust me on that. It takes a few minutes, and it is all online, and there's no in-person doctor visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. Give it a try. What you got to lose? Because it's made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners, which I talked about earlier. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code, TOTAL. You just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code TOTAL, to try it free like I did. You'll be glad you did, because Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and I got to thank them for sponsoring the podcast and making me and somebody else I know kind of happy. Well, the Wednesday Night War is kind of beginning. I think we can call it the soft opening for the Wednesday Night War, because NXT is taking the USA Network tonight, Wednesday night, and it's kind of confusing. First of all, not sure again how good an idea it is. I gave my five reasons why I thought it was bad business for WWE to move NXT to USA a couple weeks ago. All of those look like they're still pretty solid. With that being said, Wednesday night is beginning to be the cool night to watch wrestling, and WWE is doing a really nice thing for AEW by conditioning people to watch wrestling on Wednesdays, although it is confusing. Like, there's no doubt that's what they're doing, right? This is counter-programming. There was no plan to go on USA before AEW went to Wednesdays. There was no plan at all. So anybody saying it's not counter-programming is out of their minds. And also, It doesn't mean WWE are like the worst people on earth for doing this. They believe they have a better product. They believe that they have a competitor who's trying to take a piece of their pie that's trying to affect their money, and they're reacting in kind. It's America. It's capitalism. It's business. It's fine. But one thing that's not fine to me as a fan is this confusing thing they're doing for the first 2 weeks. Oh, by the way, coincidentally, they're going live to 2 hours on October 2nd, the same night AEW takes the air. But it's 1 hour on USA and 1 hour on the network. Now, I don't know if anybody out there has had the trouble I've had when there's something like on right after Raw, where you turn off your TV and you go to the network and you try to watch what's on there. I sometimes it's not the most seamless thing in the world. And I think it's going to be an awkward transition. Like, it's like, tune into the network in about 3 minutes, maybe 3.5 minutes, because we're done right now. Is it going to be a cliffhanger? I don't know how much thought was put into this, but I do know NXT is going to have some good wrestling tonight. And they're really going to do AEW a favor, not just by conditioning fans to go to Wednesday nights to watch wrestling before AEW arrives, thereby probably bolstering what their ratings would have done. But also, the better the product that NXT puts out, the more motivated AEW is. Now, AEW is already very motivated, but if NXT puts out something crazy good, AEW is going to have to like put on their thinking hats. And then WWE is going to put on their thinking hats, and it's going to be great. So here are my predictions. Let's say 6 months from today. Oh, so that's like my birthday. On March 19th will be 6 months roundabout from today. So here are my predictions. What's going to happen? AEW will be ahead of NXT in the ratings. NXT will be doing a very good rating. Raw will have a dropped rating. And SmackDown will have about the same rating it has now, but it's on Fox, so that's going to be a disappointment. That's my call. And it has nothing to do with the quality of anything. It's got to do with the marketing, and it's got to do with the promotion, and it's also got to do with this move WWE did, I think, short-sighted. All that being said, I'm hoping everybody's successful. I'm hoping all these brands rise up. But it's going to be a little bit of a process to get to our boom period, and we're going to have to go through some pretty rough competition first. And I think AEW, combined with the bad move of moving NXT to Wednesdays, is going to really have an effect on WWE. 6 months from now, March 19th, write it down. Maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right. I'll look forward to talking about it then. There's been some talk recently about people being buried. In particular, Cedric Alexander was buried because he was beat down by AJ Styles. Not just beaten in the ring, but beat down afterwards. And not just once. And people have said that Vince McMahon wants him buried, or that Cedric Alexander is getting buried. Let's first analyze what the word buried means. In wrestling parlance, and this is from Al Snow. Al Snow is a wrestler who also has a lot of credibility, has trained for years, has been a wrestler for decades, is somebody you can really listen to, and I've never heard anybody argue with this. He told me when I interviewed him that if somebody's talking about you, they're putting you over. If they're not talking about you, they're burying you. So Cedric Alexander is being talked about. Cedric Alexander wasn't on TV. And he's been in the ring with Roman Reigns as an equal. He's had matches with AJ Styles for the U.S. Championship. He is so many levels above where he was. Just because they're not putting him over AJ Styles doesn't mean he's being buried. A matter of fact, it's the opposite. He's on every pay-per-view. He's on every Raw. I think he's been on a couple SmackDowns. And he's a bright spot in the future, and everybody sees it now. And they didn't even see it a couple months ago. Maybe a few of us were like, hey, that guy's a good wrestler. But somebody sees something in him, and they're putting him over. They're not burying him. If they're burying him, they wouldn't talk about him. Which relates to me, something that I do with the twittering, right? What I've learned is that there's these trolls, right? And I have these three audiences of trolls that dislike me a lot. You've got the Meltzer trolls, right? And they're on the board, and they're kind of on Twitter. But if I were to search my name on the Observer board, I would come up a bunch by these people that hate me. I don't say any of their names, ever. And there's the Russo fans. The Russo fans, not all the fans, but the small segment of fans that I just kind of had no time for, and I thought it was important to jettison them from the audience for us to be successful. and they turned out to reveal themselves to be who they were, but I'll never say the names, but they say my name. It's just them putting me over and me burying them. And of course, the Cornette fans. I still have Cornette fans that have me blocked. It's weird because I'll see retweets on Twitter and I'll go to it and I'll see that it's someone that I know is a Cornette person who has blocked me from something in the past, from working with Russo or for objecting to something that Jim Cornette said about me because I worked with Russo. Same deal. I never talk about these people. I never say their names. They say my name. And I think that's good advice for everybody. When you talk about somebody, even in your head, when you acknowledge it in your head, you're putting them over. But if you don't even think about them, what a burial that is. It's certainly not what people are saying Cedric Alexander has. So I would ask you to think about that in your everyday life. If someone's really bothering you, are you putting them over or are you burying them? Because I think burying them's a lot better. But please do not bury. Please subscribe. And lastly, thank you. Thank you for being part of this crazy adventure as we enter in the Wednesday Night Wars and one of the most interesting times in wrestling history to have a wrestling podcast. And I have one that people listen to. And the only reason I have one that people listen to is because of you guys. You guys inspire me every day to get up behind this microphone and talk with you. It's not my show. It's our show. Because we're totally engaged on Total Engagement with you and me, Matt Coon.